Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. The PM has unveiled the new paid domestic violence leave scheme, which comes into effect tomorrow.
No woman should ever have to choose between her job and her safety. No woman should ever have to pick between her financial security and the physical and emotional well-being of herself or of her children.
Workers will be given up to 10 days a year off to ensure their own and their children's safety. And if you're in an abusive relationship or know someone who is, contact 1-800-RESPECT. Well, how would your family budget deal with another 4 interest rate hikes by August? Could be on the cards if the senior economist at Deutsche Bank is right. Phil O'Donoghue reckons by the end of winter, the official cash rate will have jumped to 4.1%. That would add another $300 a month to an average $500,000 home loan. Australia's newest airline has finally taken to the skies this morning. The debut Bonza flight is taking passengers from the sunny coast to Whitsunday Island. Our Aussie cricketers are turning their attention to the upcoming series against India after last night's award ceremony. Steve Smith took out the Allan Border Medal, while Beth Mooney won her second Belinda Clark Award in 3 years. But back to that India series, skipper Pat Cummins has told Seven, they'll have to expect the unexpected.
You know, we're used to having 3 slips and lots of outside edges there. It's a bit straighter, you know, LBW's bolds, and so it's slightly different action. You've got to be ready for kind of everything.
In Premier League outfit West Ham has progressed to the FA Cup fifth round. The Hammers have defeated Derby this morning 2-0.